All three of you here addressing different aspects of the concept of health and disease and what it means to be healthy, diseased and otherwise. And we're talking in the context of synthetic biology. This whole conference is based on around the science of synthetic biology. So I'm going to put a fairly straightforward question to all of you. Else-Elaine, what is it about synthetic biology that makes us think for the first time or think again about what health and disease might mean?
So one reason it makes us think is that many people think health and disease has something to do with the way we were designed or have become a product of evolution. And one thing that seems kind of unique about synthetic biological organisms is that they are not the product of evolution, but they are very deliberately designed by us humans. And in the course of discussion, we realized that this is not just the case for synthetic biology organisms, but also, for example, for domestic animals or certain plant species. But it seems to be a very different origin of the organism that might change how we should think about health and disease for us.
Simon, I'll put the same question to you. What is it about synthetic biology that makes us think again about health and disease?
Yeah, I'm fascinated by the possibility that we might design new species of organisms that we design to be diseased or disabled. And when we do that, that challenges our ordinary concepts of health and disease, or at least analyses of them that have been influential in the literature on this. So you might think that health has to do with what's statistically normal for your species, but we could design new species to be diseased, all of which had a particular disease. You might think it has to do with the way you were designed to be, but of course we could design these things to be diseased. And you might think it has to do with conditions that would harm you, but in the cases of these organisms, because they'd survive in the lab on condition that they had the diseases or disabilities that we designed them to have, they might actually be benefited by having these conditions. So there's a real challenge to our existing concepts of disease and disability.
And the same to you, Sunil.
So my interest in health in relation to synthetic biology has been that I found it to be an important issue because it gives us an opportunity to discuss health in terms of entities with a completely different origin than the sort of entities that we usually ascribe health to. So most organisms have an origin in natural evolution, but in synthetic biology, we suddenly come across, or might in the future come across, entities that have an origin either in human design or engineering, or maybe in some other kinds of synthetic biology, in chemical synthesis of various kinds. And so I thought it, I think synthetic biology is an interesting area for thinking outside the box when it comes to the concept of health and conceptual analysis of what we mean by health.
Are these ideas, when discussing health, are they actually going to filter into the real world, if I can put it like that, or are they going to be something that will stay in the minds of philosophers and the work of philosophers, or have they got real-world applications, in other words?
I think in time they will feed into the public notion of health, and maybe in policy making and other areas where the health concept is in play, but it's not going to happen just from one day to another, just as synthetic biology is not going to change the world, I think, from one day to the other. But I'm quite sure that discussing health in the context of SynBio and maybe in the context of other emerging technologies will over time be able to change the way we think about health. And in particular, it's going to be important and interesting to see how SynBio might actually come up with applications that might make us think twice about what the concept of health is actually all about.
So Simon, can I just go back to this concept of synthetic biology organisms being healthy or unhealthy?
Mm. So synthetic biological organisms will be living organisms, and it seems pretty obvious that the health concepts are going to apply to them as they apply to ordinary natural organisms. The interesting thing about the kinds of cases I'm thinking of, so currently we already genetically engineer and breed mice and rats for various purposes in the lab that have predispositions to develop disease. You can call what they have, their conditions that they have, genetic diseases. So in the cases that I've been thinking about, the synthetic biological organisms might be designed to have these genetic diseases, and it's just rather difficult to explain what's diseased about a creature that's working as it's designed, and benefits from its disease. It would benefit in this sense if scientists discarded all the creatures that didn't have the disease that they wanted it to have. It would increase its survival to have that kind of disease. So to understand ourselves better when we're talking about disease or disability or health, it would help if our philosophical analysis could accommodate these kinds of cases of disease.
And Elsa-Lane, I wonder if you could just describe to me a little bit about how you're thinking about the definitions of disease and health might be changing.
There are really two aspects to that. So one is, as I mentioned, we often think that what is healthy is the way we are designed to be by evolution. And one thing that synthetic biology draws attention to is the fact that we can be the product of more than one type of design process. So rather synthetic biological organisms, but also bred animals, such as farm animals, are the product of a slightly different kind of design process, namely breeding in their case, and in some cases even genetic design, than us, who are just a result of natural selection. And that at least forces you to think carefully about whether it's only one type of design process that leads to health, or whether there are different kinds of design processes that lead to health. A second aspect that it forces you to think about is there are two ways really to think about health. One is to think with reference to how we are designed to be, in our case by natural selection. The other thing is to think about health as just our bodies doing the things that are useful for us. And I am tempted to think that when push comes to shove, health and disease are about our bodies working the way for us we want them to work, rather than our bodies working the way that nature designed them to be. So that is a second important element in this thinking. And that kind of matters because particularly when medicine is able to do more and more, sometimes there is a question thrown up about restoring us to the state that maybe nature designed us to be, or solving problems in a different way that work equally well for us. In the case of disability activists, for example, there's always a debate between should we really try and make people hear or make people be able to walk, or should we just give them a really good wheelchair or make the world really able to accommodate sign language, which means that we don't have to restore people to the way that most of us were designed by natural selection. And thinking about health and disease in terms of doing that which works for us is going to make us more friendly disposed towards solutions to health problems that aren't interested in giving this dominance to the way we were designed to be, but just look directly at what works for us. It gives us more flexibility in the solutions that we let in.
Well, that's just a taster of a complex, fascinating, and definitely ongoing discussion. So Elsa-Lane, Simon, Suni, thank you very much indeed.